We just sung the gospel acclamation, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come of open hearts. Let this be our reality at this time. Amen. Today, I want to check in with you and share with you, as I use those opening words about in the acclamation, how and what way does the readings we've just shared and heard impart and import to our time and our situation. And for me to get a handle on that, I'd like to just check with you and share with you, what are the type of things on the minds of people today, this week past, and maybe this week ahead? Can we just do a bit of it for a minute? What are some of the things that you are aware of that are on our minds as we turn on the TV or check in? You know, I think we need to do that because that's what we're here for, to somehow relate what we connect with during the week to who we are in our every lives, every moment as God's people. What's one thing?
The violence faced by the Muslim community.
The violence faced by our Muslim brothers and sisters in Quebec and elsewhere too on the world scene. That's okay. Anything else? Yes.
Mary's loss, I mean, I still feel around us, but it brings back all the losses in my life, and you have to start dealing with them.
So, when a member passes on, and we also connect with others of our own inner circle who have made that crossing and that journey, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in connection with what Rita has said, my worry is always that we celebrate one day, but we must continue to celebrate one another every time we are together, every day going forward, so that nobody feels alienated and left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's very important. Yeah. Lest we just become engrossed in our own selves, let's just take a step back for a moment and put ourselves in our Lord's time. What was the world that our Lord was like in the Holy Land at that time? What are some of the things that would have been on their minds if I'd asked that question? What are your minds if you were in Jesus' time? Yes.
The Roman occupation,
yeah. And that came up strongly in the 8 o'clock congregation too. Any other thoughts there? Well, I think that's a pretty loaded one. Yes.
Conditions that lead to drought and to famine and hunger and poverty.
They had to deal with those in the Middle East in those days as well. And when you said the Roman occupation, we don't really stop to think that the land that Jesus spent a good part of his ministry in was an occupied land. And, you know, some of us can remember those days in our own lives during World War II in Europe and elsewhere, and Hong Kong or so on, and also more recent, such as during the Soviet occupation of the Eastern Bloc in East Germany and countries like that. So that reality, there's an overlap, you know, in Jesus' time and in our time. And yet, let's think about Jesus as the wandering rabbi who wandered around the countryside in his 3 years of public ministry, which was cut short, as you know. But somehow, as he moved among the people, he attracted the people of the land to come and be with him for an afternoon or a morning or part of a day. And He reflected and he taught, he shared, and he did it in a simple way. We heard a reference today in our scriptures about worldly wisdom, but then we also heard in our readings about God's wisdom, and that's a much deeper and expansive thing. And he used the references to, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. And those were his way of saying that the creation, as we sung in that song just before this time, the creation is of God, and everything in the creation is of God, and you and I are of God. We are God's DNA, figuratively speaking, is in us, each of us. And when we have times of darkness, clouds of darkness, as you have expressed in your own way about racism and terrorism and political upheaval, especially among our American cousins to the south, and we all wonder and see how it's going to play out, and we must remember these words that Jesus said, and those realities of being in an occupied country says, but just remember, you collectively are the salt, and you are light, part of the epiphany light of God. In the second reading we had today, where Paul was speaking to the people in his time, and he says, we have the mind of Christ in us. And that is part of our equipment, part of who we are. And collectively, when we are in these times of uncertainty, it's up for us to be co-workers with Christ and be strong and be confident. And, you know, I can't help but think in Obama's final talk to his people, how he talked about, for the Americans, you need to be strong, and together you are, as the people of the United States, are the final decision. So there's a note of hope there in the secular world, and that's part of who we are as God's people. I took a great encouragement when I heard about how in Quebec this past week, the Jewish community got together and circled the mosque so that the people who went to prayer could feel, you know, safe that there were some others of God's family out there thinking about them and upholding them and symbolically being a defense. So I leave that with you in these days of uncertainty to remember who we are, and collectively we are God's people, and we need to cherish and relish that. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let these ancient words impart. Amen.